last winter, President Bush touted an economic plan with tax cuts he said would create more than 12,000 Wisconsin jobs starting in July. Since then, an analysis by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy shows Wisconsin has instead lost more than twice that many jobs. Critics earlier predicted the president's plan would not spur job growth. They argued it was just a way to give tax breaks to the rich.
A continuation of the administration's plan to restructure the tax code, quite simply.
John Kiekaber is with the UW-Madison think tank, which researches economic performance and living standards in the state. COWS has been tracking job progress, or lack of it, ever since the president's own economic advisors put out specific figures on projected job creation, thus allowing a rare outside review of how the stimulus package is doing. Kiekaber concedes employment usually doesn't respond right after a recession ends, but the so-called jobless recovery has lasted since November 2001, much longer than others. The center's analysis and criticism of the president's stimulus package has irked Green Bay Republican Mark Green. His spokesperson, Chris Tuttle, says the representative believes a publicly funded research group should not make political statements.
He certainly wants to push for a more appropriate and more responsible use of UW resources than just engaging in partisan warfare.
Kiekaber says the think tank would have had the same things to say if a Democratic administration made unkept promises, like they believe the Bush administration did.
We're simply using their own projections for what would occur in the economy and comparing that with what has occurred so far.
Representative Green says when college costs are soaring, the center should not be using public money to scrutinize and criticize the president's economic plan. However, Kiekaber points out the Center on Wisconsin Strategy is not taking away education funds because the organization doesn't get money from the UW-Madison annual budget. They do, however, get some funds from a UW-affiliated foundation. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.